We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
The solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impacting the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Sound a little loud. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Back to the planet. It's Monday.
Somebody call Jeff. Call Jeff.
It's not sounding too great.
Oh, that's not on me. That's on the station because they can't check the levels because, you know, there's no engineers there.
Jeff's here.
Oh, he's here? No, he's not. He wasn't here 2 minutes.
He's here. Yeah, he's here. He was just in here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Were you guys watching the VMAs last night?
I was not.
You watching football?
I was actually at Madison Square Garden because my man Pete Davidson and John Stewart, they had their 9/11 benefit show last night where they was raising money for, I think, the families of 9/11 that lost people in 9/11. Mm-hmm. So I know they raised a lot of money. I know it's well over $1 million. So I was there last night watching comedy from, you know, Pete Davidson and Jon Stewart and
Dave Chappelle
and Bill Burr, who absolutely destroyed it. Oh my God, Bill Burr is hilarious. He's hilarious because he's so real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. But that's what I was doing last night. And Dave Attell killed it as well too.
All right.
That wasn't me, or was the VMAs like a surprise album? I didn't really hear much about it.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't as much. I was saying that yesterday, too, because I was telling people, yeah, you know, the VMAs are tonight. And everybody was like, they are?
Yeah, I had no clue. I started
and it was
seeing.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah, only reason I think I knew is because I know Busta Rhymes was performing, I heard a couple of days ago, but I had no idea that the VMAs was in town. Yeah, that's the only reason I knew. I follow Busta, and I happened to see it on his page. That's why.
And Doja Cat hosting?
Yeah, I had no clue.
No, I knew it was coming on, but I mean, you know, I don't know if people necessarily watch it on TV like they used to. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people see things through social media more than anything.
Well, I did a little staycation yesterday, so I was trying to follow it on social media. So,
how do you do a staycation when you live in New York?
Yes, yeah, that's why it's called a staycation.
So what did you do?
So it was my friend Sarah's birthday. She's also my realtor, and she was like, "Hey, the Gans Award's giving us a staycation." And so I was like, all right. So we basically just went there, hung out on the rooftop, chilled out. They gave us suites and everything. And we just had like a nice little staycation. And then I think a lot of people were seeing that we were there. So everybody was calling me like, I'm going to come by. Where you at? You still at the Gans Award? So it turned out to be like 20 of my friends came through for the staycation. One of my girls, Tashara, came because she went to the VMAs all dressed up. But you had to be vaccinated to get in. And she just got her second vaccination shot 5 days ago. So they turned her away because they said she's not considered fully vaccinated.
No, you need a week after your second shot. But how, you're the only person I know that does a staycation 10 minutes from your crib.
It was nice. It, you know, you go to a suite, you get to hang out on the rooftop. You don't have to worry about driving back home afterwards.
How did everybody know you was there, though?
Because we were posting, because obviously, you know, we're going to post the Gansevoort rooftop. And
man, that must be a great feeling to post where you're at in real time.
Yeah.
And not care. Not care.
I don't really care.
Up on you.
Yeah, because
you know what I mean?
Last week I posted.
You see me post somewhere, trust me, I'm gone.
Last week I posted in Mexico. People were like, aren't you in Mexico? Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. How about that?
Oh. Well, you know.
Yeah.
No, and did y'all watch football yesterday?
Football was on?
I didn't watch no football.
Me
yesterday.
Neither.
Okay.
I didn't watch no football. But I did hear that even on Fox, I think the Giants were playing. And during the VMAs, they were running commercials for my show, The God's Honest Truth, that premieres this Friday at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. So I hope everybody who was watching football in the VMAs saw that.
Football. Okay. All right.
I'm not sure. I don't know
Friday's
if the Giants played or not.
All right.
I don't know.
They lost. That I'm sure.
Oh, that's a sure.
But then they
huh?
definitely played.
Then you watched, huh?
Everybody in the NFC lost except for the Philadelphia Eagles. That I know.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Johnny Blaze will be joining us this morning. You know,
yes.
Johnny Blaze. She was on what reality show was that?
She's on Growing Up Hip Hop.
Growing Up Hip Hop. She's mm-hmm. on Growing Up Hip Hop, and we'll kick it with Johnny Blaze. And we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about, man, I don't know if Texas and Louisiana can take any more storms, but we'll talk about Tropical Storm Nicholas. Heading there.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. NFL scores. The Seahawks beat the Colts 28-16. The Texans beat the Jaguars 37-21. The Chargers beat Washington 20-16. 49ers beat the Lions 41-33. The Panthers beat the Jets 19-14. The Chiefs beat the Browns 33-29. The Giants, they lost to the Broncos 27-13.
Giants got their ass
I said it already.
27-13.
I said
Giants
that already.
Giants got washed 27-13.
I said
Giants
that
got
already.
Defeated 27-13.
They heard me. They heard
okay.
me clearly. No,
just
that they didn't get
just
washed.
Sure.
Now, the Packers got washed. The Saints beat them 38-3.
Sheesh, that's a wash.
Dolphins beat the Patriots 17-16. The Cardinals beat the Titans 38-13. The Bengals beat the Vikings 27-24. Steelers beat the Bills 23-16. The Eagles, hey, they beat the Falcons 32-6. And the Rams beat the Bears 34-14.
Who's my team this season?
Monday Night Football! The Raiders take on the Ravens tonight at 8:15.
All right. And since we're talking about sports, let's talk about the Basketball Hall of Fame. They celebrated the class of 2021 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There were 16 legends that were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Among those people, Chris Bosh, Paul Pierce,
mm-hmm.
Chris Webber, also Bill Russell, the first black NBA head coach,
mm-hmm.
Two-time NCAA national champion Villanova coach Jay Wright, seven-time WNBA All-Star and two-time Olympic gold medalist Yolanda Griffith,
mm-hmm.
Seven-time WNBA All-Star and three-time WNBA Most Valuable Player Lauren Jackson. Those were among the people who were honored. And here is Paul Pierce talking about the teams that passed on him.
Coming out of college, I was a first-team All-American, projected number two pick. And so I like to thank the Clippers, Vancouver, Grizzlies, Denver Nuggets, Toronto Raptors, Golden State Warriors, Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings, Philadelphia 76ers, and Milwaukee Bucks, the nine teams that passed on me. Thank you for passing on me and adding fuel to my fire.
I love it.
Yeah, I love the NBA Hall of Fame ceremony simply because of the speeches. They're always so motivating. And I was so confused because I was sitting there thinking like, yo, I swear the NBA Hall of Fame happened earlier this year, but I forgot they doubled up because of COVID. They
of
didn't
2020.
Have the ceremony for last year.
Right.
This year, so they had it earlier, and then this was the one for this year.
Right.
And also shout out to Ben Wallace as well, who was inducted.
I love that. I love what gives him, what fuels him. And I love that. I feel the same way at times. When people pass up on you or they
you
hate on
NBA?
You, they go against you. No, in life. But that's how you should feel in life. It should push you to work
I know
harder.
That's right.
All right.
And Tropical Storm Nicholas is heading toward Texas and Louisiana. So they're saying it's going to be pretty bad hurricane conditions with winds of at least 74 miles per hour. And they're on the lookout from Monday through at least Tuesday night. The risk for flash flooding from Nicholas is increasing. They said it's a level 3 of 4 risk for excessive rainfall. So very unfortunate. And a lot of Louisiana is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Ida just over 2 weeks ago. So now they have to prepare for this as well.
Yeah, how we get to Nicholas? How we got? We was just on Ida. How we skip five letters? No, I know there was an Ida. I think I remember a Larry. I missed all the other ones in between.
Yeah. I mean, it's that season.
Well, if you
right
heard
now.
Larry, there was is L. There was you only missed one.
Right, I mean, but I missed J. I missed K.
Oh.
Then I missed the M.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Let us know how your weekend was, if it was good, if it was bad. If you want to spread some positivity or something's on your mind, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hey, Bridget, get it off your chest.
I am calling. I flew to St. Martin this weekend, last week, for my cousin's 51st birthday. And we flew in from different places. We all flew American Airlines. And I just want to say American Airlines sucks.
Uh-oh.
I will never, ever book another ticket with American Airlines.
What happened?
My cousin... They changed our flight leaving out of St. Martin without telling anybody. We get to the airport. It was just a mess. They changed our flights. I had to take a totally different flight from everybody else in order to catch my connecting flight. My cousins, they changed their flight flying into North Carolina. They're still in Miami.
What?
They have not left Miami yet.
Oh, their hell flight, no.
They had to get rerouted to go through customs and all of that because they were flying into Charlotte, but by the time they got to Charlotte, they said customs was going to be closed, so they had to fly into Miami to get back into the U.S., but they're still there, stuck. It
now
was
listen,
just a mess. I was like, I'm so over American.
And Miami customs is one of the worst.
Yes, it was.
But what if they all wanted another vacation from you, so they decided to all meet in Miami?
I won't fly to Miami on American.
She didn't understand. Okay, well, listen, that sucks. And that's a terrible experience.
But if you
had a choice between American and Spirit, what would you do?
Pray.
I think I might have to go with American.
Oh, so you might. Okay.
Ain't nobody doing this.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love the show. I listen every morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
I'm on the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. What's going on?
Thank you for censoring yourself.
What's up, bro? Get off your chest, man.
Hey, man. My name is Stevie Steve. I'm from Delaware. I'm a comedian. And I wanted to ask you, was you doing another show of Masters of Comedy?
Yeah, we actually might be doing that. Send me your page.
My name is Stevie Steve Comedy on Instagram.
Why don't you tag her?
You too.
Why don't you tag her, bro? She's not going to remember right now. Just tag her.
Stevie D Comedy.
Yeah. Check me out.
All right.
I need a manager, you.
Okay,
so you want you to put you on the show and you want you to manage
him? Hey, if you can.
Anything else, sir?
I want to give a shout out to my wife. Give a shout out to my
wife.
Go
right ahead.
Yeah. Give a shout out to my wife, Chrissy. Love you, babe. I finally made it onto the Breakfast Club. But everybody out there, follow me at Stevie Steve Comedy on Instagram.
Is it Stevie D's Comedy?
No, Stevie Steve's.
Stevie Steve.
Oh, Stevie Steve. Okay, good. Glad we got that right, because I was like, this one, not so much.
Yeah, Steve, don't go around telling people you made it to the Breakfast Club now. You just called in, brother.
let him live his dream.
He made it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
I mean, the Video Music Awards were last night, and I know we'll be talking about that this morning. So let's discuss some highlights. Who did you think was the best performer? We'll have all of that when we come back.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, the VMAs hosted by Doja Cat were last night. Let's talk about some of the things that happened. Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor got into some type of little scuffle on the red carpet. Nobody knew if there was an issue between the two of them, but security did have to step in and separate the two of them. Now, Machine Gun Kelly was questioned about what went down. Here's what he said.
Someone just told me you had a little scuffle with Conor McGregor on the carpet. What happened?
Not allowed to.
Okay. Play.
So he hit the mic, and then, you know, Megan Fox said, we're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to say.
Well, I thought they said.
It's amazing that the VMAs were last night, and with all the performances and awards that were given out, we start with the drama.
At the Barclays. Well, this is all before the awards, so we're trying to do it in order.
They said that Conor asked them for a picture, and they turned him down, and he got upset. That's what they were saying.
Right, so. That's no reason to get that mad. All right. Also on the red carpet, Lil Nas X was talking on during the pre-show to broadcast journalist Jamila Mustafa. And here is what she had to say about his outfit.
I'm happy. I look good. I look a little good.
Listen, I'm not going to say I'm hating on the fit, but let's move on, okay?
I feel like they were just joking with each other because they had some good, fun conversation as they joked
said,
around.
She said it like she's hating on it like she wish it was hers. You know, not like I hate it. You know, it's like I'm hating on it because you look better than me type stuff.
All right. Now, as far as the biggest award for the night, Video of the Year award, that went to Lil Nas X for a Montero Call Me By Your Name. So congratulations to him. And here's what he had to say as he got his award.
Let's go. Oh, my God. Okay. First, I want to say thank you to the Gay Agenda. Let's go, Gay Agenda. Everybody go and buy my album September 17th.
I mean,
now, hold on. Did he say it like that? Did he say Gay Agenda and didn't say his album coming out right after? Did he say it like that? Or was that edited?
Sounds a little edited.
I think that was edited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because if he did it like that, that's just amazing. Because he's just trolling the hell out of y'all.
His performance was great.
Gay Agenda, I didn't see it.
Yeah, you can see that all over social media now.
As soon as you say shout out to the Gay Agenda, they say your album's coming out on 9/17. Oh, you got him.
Now, Artist of the Year went to Justin Bieber. Also, Best New Artist and Song of the Year, Olivia Rodrigo. I know you like her a lot, right, Charlamagne?
No, my daughter loves her. My daughter's 13, so my daughter and all her friends love her. She's huge amongst the teenagers. Mm-hmm. Envy, no?
Yep.
Best Collab went to Doja Cat featuring SZA, Kiss Me More. Best Hip Hop, Travis Scott featuring Young Thug and MIA, Franchise. Let me see what else. Oh, Best R&B, Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open. I'm not mad at that. That song was a winner. So shout out to everybody who won their awards at the VMAs last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Busta Rhymes, his performance went viral. A lot of people said this was one of their favorite performances of the night.
Busta Rhymes down.
Shout out to Busta.
Him and Spliff Star, they do not, you know, they do not
as
miss
far as hip-hop
when it comes to performances.
He's the best hands down. There's nobody can tie his shoes.
Yeah, I don't like when people say, you know, Busta Rhymes and Spliff still got it. They never lost it.
Never.
I had to check myself when I came in the house last night, because when I turned the TV on, that was one of the first performances I saw. And I said, why is there a random Busta Rhymes performance at the VMAs? And then I said to myself, why not? It's Busta Rhymes and Spliff Star. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Busta Rhymes and Spliff Star.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years.
Come on, man. They do that
years.
I saw Alicia Keys and Swae Lee perform. There were some surprise appearances from Madonna. A lot of people were talking about her walking away off the stage. Also, J-Lo was there. There was a presentation from Fat Joe, who was out there as well. So shout out to everybody from the VMAs last night. And Nicki Minaj, I guess at one point she was supposed to be there, but she did post that she had pulled out, even though they hadn't officially announced that she was going to be there. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she said she does love everybody at MTV. She'll explain why another day.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes. And let's talk about taxing the rich. If you make over $400,000, you might be taxed even more. Well, you will be under this deal.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com. All right, morning everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right. So many football scores over the weekend. Too many to talk. Let's just say Monday Night Football tonight. The Raiders take on the Ravens. I don't even know if the Giants played over the weekend.
The New York Giants got their ass busted yesterday. Okay? Go ahead and say it. When my team loses, when my Dallas Cowboys lose, I come in here and we talk about it. So talk about your Giants losing to the Broncos yesterday 27-13.
We lost. Okay? We lost, okay?
Yes, they did lose.
What else you got, Yee?
All right, well, let's talk about this $3.5 trillion budget resolution that they are trying to pass. Now, Bernie Sanders has doubled down on the need to pass both this bipartisan infrastructure and budget reconciliation bills. So what this would do essentially is make education, health care, child care and housing more affordable and give tens of millions of families a leg up, making further investments in infrastructure. They can create tens of thousands of good paying jobs and tackling climate change so we can spare our country and our planet the most devastating effects of global warming. That is what Schumer wrote in the letter. He said this legislation will provide the largest tax cut for American families in a generation while making the wealthy pay their fair share. So if you make over $400,000 a year, you will have to pay more in taxes. But anybody under that, it will not make you have to pay more in taxes. In all phases, we will concentrate on communities that too often have been neglected, including communities of color and Native Americans.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But your boy Joe Manchin, who really runs this country, says he is not supporting that $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package at all.
Now
Sanders says that's not acceptable.
He said, I can't understand why we can't take time to deliberate on this and work. This is what he told ABC this week's anchor, George Stephanopoulos. And so he is the person now that is saying that he doesn't understand the urgency for this.
Yeah,
and
Joe
he wants
Manchin
to do a strategic pause.
For nothing. Yeah, Joe Manchin don't understand the urgency for nothing. He's the reason Democrats can't get anything done. And he's a Democrat.
Yeah, okay? I don't get it. We've been talking about this for a long time. But you still talk about these big business companies like Amazon that's making billions of dollars that's not getting taxed. You're still talking about all these billionaires and multimillionaires that are only paying $700 in tax. Like that, all these businesses that are not paying taxes, nobody sees anything wrong with them. They're getting all these tax abatements.
No,
nobody sees nothing
not.
Wrong with none of that.
And you guys don't mind paying more in taxes, right? If it goes to helping families and establishing a universal pre-K program for 3- and 4-year-olds and new child care benefit for working families.
Man,
I do.
Y'all don't see nothing wrong with Joe Manchin.
Okay, I do.
Joe Manchin is the reason nothing can get done.
No.
And he's a Democrat, all right?
I don't have a...
Should,
go ahead.
Huh? No, I'm just saying Joe Manchin is the problem. I agree with you on the taxes, too. But, you know, Joe Manchin is the reason things cannot get done. If Democrats should start pressing Joe Manchin the way they press everybody, you know, that's unvaccinated about getting the shot. Mandate him to be on the same page as the rest of the party or he can't be employed with the party.
Yeah, I have a problem with it because everybody's been not being taxed the same. If you tax everybody the same, then it makes sense. You tax the person that makes $401,000 the same way you tax Amazon, the same way you tax these airlines, the same way you tax all these other people that have been making these billions of dollars for years, yes, then I don't have a problem.
Now, the blueprint also proposes making community college tuition free for 2 years. The federal government would cover about 75% of the average tuition cost in each state when the program is fully implemented, and states would pick up the rest. They would also be expected to maintain their current contributions to their higher education systems. They're also talking about making investments to HBCUs as well as other institutions that cater to students of color. Now, the president's plan would also provide up to approximately $1,400 in additional assistance to low-income students by increasing the Pell Grant award as well. So a lot of different things in this. They also recommend adding dental, vision, and hearing benefits to Medicare.
And Joe Manchin is against all of that. The same guy who's against getting rid of the filibuster. Even though if they got rid of the filibuster, they could, you know, actually implement Biden's agenda. So the economy, voting rights, police reform, that $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, Joe Manchin is opposed to all of that. He's blocking progress, and he's a Democrat.
In addition, of course, climate change has been all the talk right now as we see what's happening on our planet. So this resolution would also seek to make investments aiming to reduce economy-wide carbon emissions by 50% and for the U.S. power grid to get 80% of its power from emissions-free sources before 2030. So they want new consumer rebates for home electrification and weather clean energy, manufacturing, transportation tax incentives and grants, and also electrifying the federal vehicle fleet and buildings. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, we're going to kick it with Johnny Blaze. Now, we know Johnny Blaze from Growing Up Hip Hop. We actually did this interview a couple
of days
ago.
She's also an artist, by the way. She can really sing. She can play instruments. She plays the piano and all of that. And we actually had done this interview, and then she went missing, and people were concerned about where she was. You know, she's had issues before where she's been suicidal, and so everybody was concerned about her well-being. I believe, you know, some of her people hit us up saying they didn't know where she was. She hasn't been in contact with friends and family in days, and they were worried about her. And the last thing she had written on social media was, "Ish don't make sense how much pain I can consume. Ish be on the edge for me, and tonight I'm done. Y'all won. I won't leave no memories because y'all didn't care to leave genuine ones with me. I'm tired," she said. "See how it feels when I'm gone. They laughed at my hurt, my pain, my feelings, and played." And she said, "People think having mental issues is to be laughed at and to down you. Let's see how you laugh when I'm dead." And that was the last thing that she had posted. And then she went missing. So we actually did not air this interview out of respect of trying to figure out what happened. But I did speak to her over the weekend.
Personally, spoke to her personally.
Yes, I spoke to her directly, personally. And so now we are going to get this interview on for you. At this time, she was talking about how she was in a better space and all the amazing things that she had going on, that she still has going on. And so let's get into Johnny Blaze next.
All right, we'll get into that next.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. I've known this young lady a long time.
From Queens?
No, from Jersey Girls. And all the clubs back in the day.
This is like a recap.
It's like a recap,
all
right?
Over again.
Johnny Blaze. What's
Hi.
Up, Johnny Blaze?
Hey, what's up?
Well, welcome. We thank you so much for coming. You have been putting in the work.
Yeah, it's been 2 years since I've been on the show, and there's so much has changed. I still have my, you know, moments and stuff, but it's nothing compared to what before. And I'm just so excited for the stuff that I've been doing because I'm just like, damn, I did it. So.
All right, well, look, let's get into it because, first of all, I have been watching you on Growing Up Hip Hop and watching your growth, and I know. You actually, outside of the show, have been getting a lot of wins as well. You have a song out right now with NLE Choppa.
Yeah.
And you also been working with Macy Gray.
Yeah, I wrote her single that dropped September 10th. And it was so crazy because it started off of me doing this piano and twerking. I was like, you know what, Lizzo does the flute and twerk. Let me just do the piano and stuff. And so 2 Chainz's first reel was me playing the piano, and then it went from that to Ginuwine and then Macy Gray, and we became friends because of that. So when I came to LA, she's like, "I'm not doing nothing on Valentine's Day. You want to come in and do some recording?" I'm like, damn, I got to switch my whole entire Valentine's Day. So my engineer flew in his girlfriend. And at the time, I had a guy. So we all just celebrated together in the Paramount studio and got the record. So now it reversed. And she was like, I need you to write me something for my album. So I was on two of her records. And I co-produced the single that's dropping.
Well, how exciting is that?
I don't know. It's even just like amazing. Then I landed a part for P-Valley. And I recently just filmed another show called, well, another movie, Sin the Movie. I've been working with a lot of people, UBK, Sir Charles. It's just so much stuff that's been going on and I'm really excited.
How did you get out of dancing and say, you know what, this is not what I want to do, and make the jump to say, this is not what I want to do. I want to do lashes. I want to do music, but I also want people to take me serious, because people take you serious. How long did that take for people to say,
years,
they're taking me serious for who I am, a writer, or somebody that can play the piano?
It took years. And it really, it wasn't even like a timing. It was really like stuff started happening, like the Macy Gray thing. And it was just multiple things back to back. And I was just like, you know what? There is no such thing as like blackball and all this other stuff. I mean, look at Tory Lanez. I mean, it's just like, if you have
talent.
Did you think
they were going to blackball you?
I don't believe in it. God ain't say
but
it.
But you didn't do nothing bad to anybody.
I really didn't.
Yeah, but did
I
you think, feel like for a little while you were
blackballed? No, I never felt like I was blackballed.
To the mic, Johnny.
Oh, sorry. You know what it is? Boosie is a perfect example when he was here. He was like, in the real world, people are not doing what they're doing on social media. They're too afraid to, one, either come up to you and even say the things that they say on comments. They really just like being big old bullies. Mm-hmm. And in real life, people love me. And it's totally different. So I didn't believe I was blackballed. I felt that I needed to change for me, my attitude, my temper, my way I talk to people, converse with people, and how I understand things. And once I started just being quiet and just focused on me, not clubbing, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. I stopped drinking. And now people are like, okay, I'm going to work with you.
Was it ever an issue with guys? Like, why did you have to tell our business or anything like that?
No, because you got to understand, like, people be doing stuff privately. And then we'll sit on publicly and be like, oh, I didn't do nothing to her. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, no, you did do something. But now, like, the me that I am now, it's like when you do stuff, it's like, all right, I'm going to do something else that benefits me and accomplish my goals. That's how I'm going to get back at you. Because there's no need to do all that. And then now people are looking at me crazy because I can't. If I say the wrong thing, it's like, oh, Johnny's still on her bullshit. Like, nah, that's not it. Like, it's just, I don't like people disrespecting me. But now I'm able to approach things totally different than what I used to before. Like, I'm a crybaby now. It's like people do shit. I'll be like, you know what? That Gemini, that 12th character be like, Johnny, don't do it. Don't do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. I ain't gonna do it.
Now, even with having boyfriends, if you have a boyfriend, does he look at you a little strange? Like, I don't know what I should tell John.
My recent boyfriend.
Johnny's history, she might spaz out.
You know what it is? Because I'm not ashamed of anything that I've done. Nobody's perfect on earth. It's either you take it or you leave it. So the last boyfriend I had, I was straight up. I was just like, look, this is what I did. This is what I did. This. Do you like me? And he did. And then it just, you know, I guess it got the best of him. I don't know. But it made me realize maybe I just need to focus on my music and focus on what matters and the things that I'm doing right now instead of...
I mean, you've had an interesting life.
Oh, man.
You can't take anything away from that.
I've just been working and I want
people to know about even, Johnny. Like, I want them to know the story because she's came a long way from back in the day. And
even when she was up here last time, that interview did really well just because people did appreciate you. Because
I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at that interview from before and then I'm looking now and I'm just like, I feel happier.
Good.
Like, I feel happier. Like, nothing bothers me. Nothing hurts me. Like, you know, I just overcame so much. And then on top of that is like I signed with this independent label, Green Team Music, and then I got management, Jones and Biggs, which is Chrisette Michelle's former manager.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, sat down and was like, you know, let me just focus on everything and just really get it done. I'm too talented.
And you've also done counseling. I saw you.
Yeah,
talking about
I did.
That.
It's kind of cool. I mean, I haven't went in a couple weeks, but. He cool. Yeah, you know Shane.
How difficult
cool.
is that sitting down?
It's
and
so difficult.
Breaking that's, down your that's, whole existence.
That's why I don't sometimes go. And at least I'm honest to say it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not afraid to be like, oh, nah, I don't believe in counseling. Counseling heals a lot of stuff. It healed a lot for me.
Now, you talked about in a recent interview about multiple suicide attempts.
Yeah.
What got you to that place, that dark place? And what do you do to make sure you never go back?
Feeling like I'm bullied. I be feeling like the TV. people are like, you know, they pushed you on TV to be this way. No, they didn't. I showed you what I wanted to show you. I showed you my anger, me pissed off, me not having the right direction with my certain team I had at the time. Somebody not guiding me because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Angry because of so many things in the world. And it's just like, now that I got it together, it's just like, I would never want to end my life for nobody. I wanted to end my life because of what others felt towards me. And I'm like, dog, fuck you.
So what keeps you motivated now? What keeps you going?
Me.
What keeps you?
Me. I used to say multiple people's names. Like, and they do motivate me, but the biggest one is me. If it's not you, then it's like, what are you doing it for?
All right, we got more with Johnny Blaze. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Johnny Blaze. Yee?
You think growing up hip-hop helped you as far as showcasing your talent?
The last season, yes.
It did, right?
That last season, yes. Because they swore up and down me and the brat was going to fight. I'm like, I'm not fighting no legend. I was like, I'm not doing that. If she can swing, she gonna catch me because I'm gonna run. But you know, I'm not gonna do that. And then now it's something else for you to talk about,
right?
Like, why would I put myself in that? Like, and I think I know that this new me kind of like scares people because it's like a little what's it called when you clone, like a clone. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're totally different. You're calm. That's because I be smoking weed, you know?
Right? Because you said the old you, if you would have seen what Bow Wow was saying or what? The brat was saying, you would have.
Now, if somebody did that to me, I'd cry. I am a crybaby. You would literally be like, this is not Johnny. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'd rather cry and talk to my friends about it than go and mess up something and mess up an opportunity because somebody made me upset.
Right, because people can see your professionalism now, too. And yeah. I think that's important, too, in this business.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I like her. Okay, she's talented and she's calmer.
And I'm came on time.
Yeah.
Ready to sing.
Man, I'll be on it. I'll be 10 minutes early.
So you don't drink, but you smoke?
Yeah, I smoke.
Smoke calms you down?
I smoke weed. I just be chilling. When I get mad, I'll be like, all right, bet. I'll be back.
You're going to be smoking then. Now, I did see you boxing the other day.
So,
in heels.
I am an accidental viral person. I can say that. So I be minding my business. So in this,
you don't be minding your business. Who goes to the boxing?
Okay, I'm
going to
tell you. So this is the thing. So I looked up hashtag pianoist. With blindfold, right? And I seen nothing but like not in a bad way. Like, it was no black girls. Mm-hmm. It was none. And I know girls that play piano and they were afraid to like post this stuff. So I was like, all right, let me go and take a blindfold and play piano. I went viral. I didn't know it was gonna happen. I was just like, I'm looking at stuff that people don't do, you know, like my type of like, you know, girl that looks like me. So I went and hashtag boxing. But what I found out is in the 80s, and I think it's 70s or 60s, they used to force women to wear heels so that you have no choice but to balance, because if you don't, you're going to twist your ankle and you're going to be done. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I've been doing it for years. I don't know what happened with that specific video that went viral with me boxing. I
thought you did that just in case you were in the club and you got heels on, you could still box.
I don't even fight. I be crying most of the time. People be trying me. I be like, bro, I'm out of here. I got 2 minutes to run before my asthma goes up, and then that'll make sure that I get home. So I'm not fighting nobody. No, it was really for me, my balance and stuff.
How do you think counseling has helped you?
I'm gonna keep it real. Because I haven't been as much. My friends are like my counselors. I overlook the definition of friendship. Like, as far as when people be like, don't go on social media. Why don't you just talk to your friends? And I'm just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Now I get on their nerves. But it's worth it. They're like, it's worth it better than you going on social media and just snapping.
When do you feel like things change, though? Like, look, you've been in the studio with Macy Gray, and that's amazing to have that. When do you feel like that was a moment when you were like, I've turned the corner?
That was the moment. Well, it was the features that kept coming in. Like, and I was just like, what is happening? Like, it was back to back. The day that Macy sent me the record with the single that we did was the same day Boosie sent in his feature.
Mm-hmm. Did you reach out to these artists, or are they reaching out
to
you?
Yeah, I do DMs. See, social media is so crazy. People don't understand it. They laugh. Remember when they laughed at India Love because they was like, I think that's her name, right? Pretty girl. She was like, I'm crying because I lost my page and I'm so upset. And they're like, it's just social media. No, that girl has 3.6 million followers at that time. People are probably paying her $5,000, $6,000 and she got a good impression. And that's her money, you know, and that's how I make my money. That's what made me like majority of the reason why I stopped dancing. I did not want to dance. I only danced because I wanted the money to do music. But I was so tired after working that I couldn't even get to the studio. So once I stopped, I was just like, find other ways. But the social media is what works.
How much did you make as a dancer? People like to ask. Like, because people like, some people I look at it, they think dance is going to pay the millions.
It was
some
like,
people say, it's not, how much did you make?
And I paid my taxes. I don't want none of y'all trying me like that. I paid my taxes. It was a lot. A lot.
You were pretty popular too, and not everybody.
Yeah, I was the girl. I was a strategy type of girl. Mm-hmm. I see. And no, I'm not saying this person, but I'm just saying like a random person. Like, let's say if it was, let's think of a name, just anybody.
Charlamagne.
Okay. If it,
it sounds like a fantasy.
I would have seen it, and I was like, I'm out.
Well, Charlamagne would have tipped you. He probably would have threw the money and picked it back up. So let's get another
like,
person.
Give my quarter, bro.
Give me my quarter.
You ain't got to do me like that. Okay. And I would see how many people they had in their group, and I'm like, all right, so I need two bottles sent over there, and then it's like a basically a strategy, like who sent the bottles, bring her only over there, pay the person to pick up my money, and I pay a security guard, so then I can hop the different sections, and then they just pick up the money and secure me, so I can get as much money as I can, and they just pick it up, so I don't have to
it's
keep
like chess.
Yeah, it's like a whole strategy, and people never understood it. Like, this girl just buying bottles. I'm like, if the bottle is $150 in Texas, because that's where I started, if it's $150, $200, they're comping me, so it's like $100 a bottle, and I send them their stuff, and now I'm able to get in that section that has $10,000, and I'm by myself. What's stupid about it?
Right.
So anything I ever did, even if I wasn't proud of it, I did it to my best ability. I never wanted to be popular off of it. It was just, I guess, me being like, hey, I'm Johnny. What's up? I sing and stuff. And they're like, bring her in here.
Did you get along with the other women?
Yeah.
Why you change that up like that?
This one girl, I swear to this day, I still think she broke my goddamn heel. I still went on stage, no shoes. Still got that back.
She broke your heel so you couldn't get on stage.
It's just one of them.
That's a good marketing tool.
Bitch, I'm 5'2". I don't care. I'm short.
Like, I'll be barefoot up here. We gonna
I'm getting this check. I'm getting this check.
Now, let's talk OnlyFans for a second, because you see they're taking down a lot of content.
And I'm cool with it.
Did you have OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And she made a ton of money.
Girl, I was one of the first girls that did $500,000.
How much did you really make on OnlyFans? Because you hear all these girls
3.7.
How much?
3.7.
In a year?
2 years.
2 years, $3.7 million.
I paid my taxes.
So you actually see that money?
I pay back all my debts, everything. Like, yeah.
What did you do on OnlyFans?
Twerk with a thong and stuff. And now that they're saying that they're going to switch it over, and I'm like, that's cool with me. Because if you build a fan base, they're going to buy anything, like, long as it's great content. I was like, oh, great. I could play piano in here. I could do whatever because I already have the
so
following.
You did more than just, you got them in, and then once you got them in, it's piano, my song.
Yeah, or, you know, I'll do it. If I'm at the beach, it makes sense. You have a bathing suit on. You want to twerk with your friends. I'm twerking on the video for 2 minutes. I sell the video only on there. You can't find it nowhere else. You're going to buy it because you're a fan of mine.
All right, we got more with Johnny Blaze. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Johnny Blaze. Yee?
You got a song with NBA YoungBoy, and that's not an easy person to get a feature.
Man, that was crazy how I did that feature. Oh, my God.
How did that happen?
Man, I was dancing at the time. Thug and them had came in there. And I'm one of them people, like, I might be dressed as a dancer, but I really come off like, hey, I'm Johnny. I sing. And he was like, yeah, you could come to the studio and play your records. So I literally left my pal.
You don't play.
Baby, what? I left my pal and told him to put it in a locker. He wasn't even finished throwing. I left.
You left your pile of money.
I left my money because money doesn't mean nothing when you just want to, you know, do music. And I waited. When I got to that studio, I waited 4.5 hours just to get the aux cord. What happened is, The following, like, I think around that week, he was supposed to come in, but I think something where he had to do something. So I'm sitting in the studio, and here's NBA YoungBoy playing pool. Mm-hmm. He's like, who's this pretty bitch right here? I was like, this pretty bitch got a name, and she sings and stuff. He's like, man, if you show me something right now, I'll put a record on it. And I was like, no, you won't. This is not happening. So I submitted the record. He's like, I'll be back. He went in the studio. And then we followed him, actually. He was like, hey, y'all give me a second. I kid you not, 2 hours later, I had a record.
That's wow. So dope.
And it happens like that all the time. It's just like, what? Trina is another person. Juicy Fruit is just back to back to back to back.
What happened with Trina?
Trina was basically social media. And then, like, we became friends. So, like, she supports everything. She poses everything, even when I don't even ask her to. It's just, like, a real big love. Kiki Wyatt punched me in the stomach one time.
What?
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. So, I was in the studio, and my friend Kissy Lee had introduced me to her. And she literally was singing with a newborn on her hip. And we were just talking, but she knew I could sing, but she didn't know. So I went in there to go sing, and she's like, who is that? She said, you're doing it wrong. She went in there, you're doing it wrong. And I was like, oh, my God. She said, you felt that? That's where you sing from. That's where you sing from. You sing from here. And I'm like, all right, run it again. Run it back.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was like maybe a year and a half.
Now, as your counselor right now, how much did that hurt? Because we could sue Kiki right now.
No. It's worth it. It felt so good. It wasn't like a, it was just like, it was more of like a sing.
I got you.
You know, sing, like you got a voice.
Can we hear you sing this morning?
I was already ready. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Charlamagne, last time, I ain't give him all of that. You know what I'm saying? I will take them off too.
Okay.
You about to fight. You buy Johnny, Johnny Blaze. I love me some Brandy. And she followed me and I'm so happy.
You gonna say Brandy, what song?
Oh my gosh. Have you ever?
Okay.
Only to find the one. Won't give your heart to you. Have you ever closed your eyes and dreamed that they were there? And all you can do is wait for that day that they will care. Have you ever loved somebody so much? Makes you want to break down and cry. Felt it deep inside. Have you ever tried to find the words, but they don't come out right? Have you ever?
Okay, Johnny.
That punch in the stomach worked.
That punch in the stomach.
Man, and a little bit of asthma pump. You know
what I'm saying? That's
amazing. You sound great.
Listen, thank I am you. So looking forward to seeing more amazing
so
things
excited.
Happen for you. So tell me about the Neo story.
Okay, so Neo, this is super cool. His wife, I've known her for years.
Crystal.
For some reason, we have this friendship. We don't see each other for like years. But she has this weird thing of announcing to me like, hey, I'm having a baby. So that's our thing that we do. So our relationship is so amazing. And she was like, I keep telling my husband like about you over the years, but now I see that you're like really focused. And then I got a call and I was like, who this? You're like, Neo. I'm like, boy, stop playing on my phone. I'm about to block you. My Cricket only accepts real calls, okay? And Metro, okay? So who is this? He's like, no, I'm so serious. Like, come to Tree Sound Studio. And I was like, for real? And I went.
For a singer, Johnny, you stay away from that damn mic, man. We got to tell you 13 times to talk to the mic. Okay.
I'm going to be a meme. I promise you, I'm going to be. Y'all, they're going to meme my ass. My bad. So I got to the studio and we did the record. And now we just have to finish it. So that's how it happened because my friendship with Crystal. So it was just so amazing. Like, I'm like, yo, this is super cool. The same thing with T-Pain. I did a couple years ago a record.
And were you
I'm
in just, those DMs that he posted of all the people?
Man, I probably am because I don't play. Like, even DJ Scream, he was like, yo, she really does this. Like, she goes in, sends her EPK, sends her singing stuff, all her viral moments, and then she puts a smiley face. And I'm right. Like, hey, you want to work? So...
So now, I was going to ask, you know, with in this industry, do you get a lot of men that just try to kick it to you?
I don't pay attention. Like, I'm really a love hoe. When I even now, like, I have a relationship that's, we're not seeing eye to eye, but I love them to death. I can't say. Yeah. But you know what it is? It's just like, I don't know, when I love people, it just doesn't go away because you break up with me or we break up or I break up or whatever.
Did you ever squash it out with Drake? Did y'all ever fix that situation and make it
nice? No, but I don't think. I know that we'll probably see each other, and I don't think that it'll be anything because people see growth. People don't have to like me, but you see the growth. Like, people make mistakes. People are young, but I'm older now, so it's just like...
Would you ask them for a feature?
You know how people just... they say it takes 10 years. You do 10 years of just going hard, and then it's that one time, and that's all it takes, and then everybody just kind of falls in. So I feel like that's how it's going to happen. I feel like I'm going to be doing my thing, and then I get a call.
Do you have a whole project that you're planning?
Yes, I do. But every time I keep getting a feature or either something comes up, I'm like, take this out and put this. Do a mixtape and put this. So now we're just dropping one by one. I just dropped Dereza Sean and Me record. And then I wrote for the first time and composed at the same time a record that I dropped. So I'm just...
Shout out to Dereza Sean. I ran into him a couple
of weeks ago. Yeah, he's super, super cool. Yeah, I'm working.
Yes.
Well, Johnny, we appreciate you for checking in, man, and continue. I love to see you smile. Yeah. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm excited.
Next time she's going to come back and be like, so I'm platinum now.
Shayon.
Every time we see the progress.
I got lashes. I got hella lashes for y'all. There she go with these damn lashes.
All right. Well, it's Johnny Blaze. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations to Trina. She is engaged. So she's engaged and she was on a live with a fitness influencer and businesswoman, Stormy Wellington, and she shared the news that she is engaged. And Stormy told her, that ring is everything. I love that ring. So that's a huge deal. Congratulations to Trina.
Shout out to Trina.
Yeah, she's engaged to Raymond Taylor. You know what's crazy? I think when she did lip service a while ago, he was there with her. And she was talking about she was dating somebody, but we didn't realize that he was sitting right there. So,
what does he do? What is his profession?
He's a Miami hip-hop artist and a former college basketball player. And he shared a photo online celebrating his relationship with Trina as well. So congratulations to the two of them.
Nice.
Woo! Okay. Saweetie, congratulations to her. You know, we got to start with all the ladies first. And after we talked about her McDonald's partnership, where everybody knows she has a very unique taste in food, they've now shared that she is now working with MAC Cosmetics. So congratulations to her. They have a new partnership, and she is now a MAC girl. They said, Saweetie's message of self-confidence and female empowerment is the perfect match for a brand like MAC that has always embraced unapologetic self-expression with open arms. She's always loved our products. She told me she has swallowed pounds of MAC lip gloss in her life.
Huh?
You know, when you have on lipstick, you end up...
You said you know like Charlamagne does it.
Yeah, you know he knows.
Oh, no, the way you said it, I was thinking she was adding that to her diet, too. I was like, I know she got some weird taste in food, but Lord have mercy.
She eats lipstick as well. So, yes, congratulations to all of the ladies out there. And Nicki Minaj, by the way, has also teased a new song that she has with Tamar Braxton, Kiki Wyatt. When she had said Kiki before, I don't know why Kiki Palmer came to my mind first, but Kiki Wyatt and Brandy. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to all of them. I think it's going to be really dope. I can't wait to hear this collab that they have with all of them on it. So, yes. And Young Blue has decided to drop the Young from his name. Now he's just Blue, B-L-E-U, all capital. So,
okay.
No more Young. I guess that's the deal when you add Young or Lil to your name.
Every artist goes through that. Jeezy mm-hmm. went through that. There's not Bow a young Wow, who didn't Jeezy, go through that. Yep. And there's not a little who didn't go through that.
Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, Young Blue's still pretty young. He could still have kept that for a few more years.
But Bow Wow never was Young Bow Wow.
Was he? No, Young Bow Wow? No, he wasn't. Lil Bow Wow.
He was Lil Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow. Yeah.
And then he changed it to Bow Wow. And he changed it to Bow Wow. And then he changed it to Shad Moss.
Somebody like Duval will always be Lil Duval because
he's
a little person.
He's never getting bigger. Yeah.
Yes.
Bow Wow's small too, though.
No.
Lil Bow Wow. Bow Wow's,
yeah, Lil Charlemagne.
All right, now the first week numbers for Drake's Certified Lover Boy are in. And of course, you know that album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. So he accumulated 613,000 equivalent album units. And that's 562,000, which is streaming. So congratulations to Drake at being number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now Swizz Beatz, since we're talking about Drake, has addressed the issues that he has, quote, with Drake, Swizz Beatz versus Drake. Now, some people thought that they were beefing with each other, and this all started with Swizz. He was on IG Live with Busta Rhymes, and this happened.
I wasn't planning on using anything. The fact that you couldn't put out something that somebody came to you, listen, man, it's about Busta Rhymes tonight.
He didn't come to me to make a record with me. He wanted to do Dilla Beat. That's what it was about.
That kid is a good kid. He started from different things. We made hit record together. It's all love. I don't want no problems with anything. I just want to play music because my filter is burnt.
And so is mine. That's all. I just want to give you the fullness on the understanding.
At the end of the day, for real. What's up? Pop off. Let's go.
All right, so people, you know, he called Drake a vagina mm-hmm. over this collab with Busta Rhymes, and he did apologize for his remarks shortly after that. But Drake actually said something about Swizz on You Only Live Twice on Certified Lover Boy.
I never did you nothing and you play like we family, huh? Next thing you want to shoot me down, it can't be love. Not sure where you was trying to send it, it can't be up. That day you sounded like a bitch, you fancy, huh?
So everybody's like, okay, he's clearly taking aim at Swizz Beatz here. Well, here's what Swizz has to say with Angie Martinez on this alleged Drake diss.
People might have think I started it because of the way I came at it, but I never see things for no reason. But it's cool. You know, that was something that's old, you know, and I'm chilling, man. A lot of people want to see me react and do all these things. I'm in such a great zone, man. Like, I said how I felt. He said how he felt. Hey, man, I guess we even, right?
I respect it.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to Swizz, man. Today's Swizz Beatz's birthday. Drop a bomb for Swizz, man.
Happy birthday to Swizz.
Swizzy, what up, Swizzy?
I respect it. Swizz decided to send out a healing energy. Because he probably know he wasn't in the right zone when he said that. But I also never understand why calling men the P word is an insult. That never made any sense, especially if you loved the P word.
Penis?
Good job, ye.
All right, well, man. That is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne?
I'm sorry, you backed up into that one.
He definitely backed up. He moved forward into
that
it.
That was a chance for you to be on some women's empowerment type stuff, but you dropped the ball.
He backed up on it.
Donkey of the Day is going out to Ashley Ruffin, a Florida woman. We need her to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 13th might go to a Florida woman named Ashley Ruffin. I said might. Okay, the reason I say might is because every day one of our producers, Dan, gives me a list of, you know, of donkeys. Some I agree with, some I don't. This one I'm not sure I agree with, but it will make a lively discussion. And I'm going to leave it up to you, the jury, meaning the listeners, to decide. Okay, we haven't done Breakfast Club Court in a while. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And I must say, even though, you know, I have Ashley on the docket for today's Donkey of the Day, we're going to have to take her to Breakfast Club Court because on paper, okay, I could see why someone might think she's a donkey. She got arrested and charged for battery and child abuse charges. But when you read the story and hear the story, you understand why she did what she did. Now, I am a proud parent of three beautiful black daughters. Okay, dropping the clues bombs for all the parents out there. All right, my oldest is 13, so she's in eighth grade. This is my child. Okay, parents, we all know you have never felt what real love is until you have a child. I remember a woman named Daria Alexander. Salute to Daria Alexander. She's a news anchor here in New York on Fox 5 News. She told me once that you don't really know what love is until you have children. And if you love your significant other or spouse the same way that you love your kids, that's real love. And I feel her. Like, I truly love my wife the way I love my kids, but those kids really show you what love is. I don't like to hear my kids cry. All of us who are parents have been in the other room and hear one of your kids crying and drop whatever you're doing and come running where they at to see what happened. Protect your kids at all costs is the name of the game. I can't even describe to you the feeling if you're not a parent. So, therefore, what Ashley Ruffin got arrested for, I can kind of understand. See, Ashley was arrested and charged, okay, with battery and child abuse after helping her son and his friend fight another child, allegedly. I know that sentence sounds crazy, but you gotta hear the story. Ashley Ruffin was accused of pulling the child's hair and arm while holding him so that her son and his friend could get their licks off, allegedly. Okay, some witnesses said Amber Ruffin displayed a taser at one point, allegedly. This is a 30-year-old woman. These kids are in middle school. If I had to guess, I would say eighth grade, and this is Florida. But I don't care what state it is, okay? It's a parent's natural instinct to defend their child. Now, Ashley is saying her son was the victim, and based off the video I saw, it looks so. Okay, it looks like this other kid was punishing this little boy in the hallway. And Ashley says that's not the first time. Actually, Ashley got on Facebook Live and discussed the first time these kids jumped on her seat. Let's listen.
This is such a biased, one-sided story. I would never hurt a child. Last week, my son was attacked by a kid in his school. He was playing basketball in PE, and he was being defensive playing basketball, and the kid got mad. Elijah was trying to avoid it. They go to the locker room and the kid is insisting. Elijah says he laughed it off. They walked to the hallway and this kid was walking behind my son. And that's when the kid said something to Elijah. Elijah took his backpack off and he got beat up. Based on the principle, this was a 3-second altercation. My son was fine. Both kids squared up. There was one blow. Nothing for me to be concerned about. This video that I have now was not out. He said, Mom, you can't hear, but I was telling him, stop, stop, because he's not a fighter. That was Thursday of last week.
Now, Ashley said her son had been attacked by the other child the week before. Okay, in an incident that got both of them suspended. All right, so she held her child back a couple of days before she sent him back after the first fight. Now, the alleged victim said he was sitting with his friends when two kids approached him. This is after they came back to school. He said one of them started hitting him, and he got up and pushed him to the ground, and then other boys started hitting him, and that's when his friends started coming over to help him. The victim also stated that sometime during the fight, he believes one of the boy's mothers, I guess which was Ashley, grabbed him and held him while the boys beat him. That's not Amber's story about the second fight, though. Listen.
So Wednesday, thank God I got to the complex on time. Who do we see? Both kids engaging. And there had to at least been 10 to 15 other kids on his side, the kid's side. When we approached, all I can say was, Miguel, hurry up and park the car. I got out. I grabbed him by his backpack to pull him off, and everybody just thinks that I'm some superwoman. Like, these kids are big. The kid's taller than me. I'm only 5'3". And I'm pulling him off. Miguel's trying to clear the crowd because all the kids are going five, you know, middle schoolers. My son backs off. I said, get off of him. Don't touch him. Let's get the f*** out of here. And that's it.
I believe Miguel is the husband, too, but Amber Ruffin said all she was doing was breaking up the fight. She said she grabbed him by his backpack to pull him off. Everybody thinks she's a superwoman. These kids are big. The kids are taller than her. She's only 5'3". She's pulling him off. She's got a point. Now, she's grabbing this kid, you know, to pull him off her child, and her son gets some licks in. That's not on her. She's just attempting to protect her child, okay? Listen, Ashley Ruffin asked a real question, okay? Do we have that question? Do we have the question, Red?
No.
Okay. Well, she asked a real question, right, in the Facebook live audio, which is the topic of our discussion and what we are asking in Breakfast Club Court. You heard the story. All the evidence has been presented. Ashley Ruffin asked the question, what would you do if your kid was getting beat inside of a school? That's what she said on her Facebook Live. If you feel like you would have done the same as Ashley, then Ashley has to be found not guilty. If you think Ashley is wrong, then I will have to award her the biggest hee-haw. Let's discuss. I said, Red, if you think Ashley is
People's
wrong,
then
I will have to award her the biggest hee-haw. There you go. Let's discuss.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Is Ashley wrong? Let's say your kid was in class and he was getting his ass.
Red must already think she is the way he let that I know, right?
Goodness gracious.
Well, this is probably his first time doing Breakfast Club Court.
No, it's not. 800-585-1051. So we're asking, Ashley's son was getting his ass whooped, getting his ass beat. He was getting kicked all around the hallway. She seen it. She grabbed the kid. She held the kid and let her son get a couple of licks in.
Well, no, we don't know if that's not what she said. She just said she saw all of these people around her child, so she just grabbed the guy that was hitting on her child and pulled him by his backpack. It's not like she, from what her story is, it's not like she did it to hold him so her sons can hit. It's just she's protecting her child, which I think any parent would do.
All right, well, is she wrong for this? 800-585-1051. Maybe that's what I would have did. I would have picked the kid up by the book bag, held the little kid's arms, let my kid get a couple of licks in. Jeez. That's just me.
Would beat your ass.
What?
Them boys would have beat your ass.
No, they wouldn't.
Them eighth graders, them big eighth graders, they'd have jumped you.
Why you think I make Logan do all them push-ups and lift all them weights, huh? You think he's just doing that for nothing? Just in case he's got
to protect Logan to beat up middle schoolers?
Yeah. Logan's your bodyguard.
No, yes, he is.
The man of the house, that's right. Now, Logan will win.
Yeah, goddamn right. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Ashley Ruffin, she was charged with battery and child abuse. The story is she held a young man, a middle schooler in Florida, while her son and one of her son's friends, you know, got their licks off on the young man. But according to Amber, you know, her son and this guy, this young child, had fought the week before, and then they fought again. And when she pulled up to school, it was like 10 or 15 people around her son. And so she just went over there, grabbed the kid's backpack, and pulled him off of her child.
Now,
that's her story.
As a father of five, I have...
Soon to be six.
Yeah, soon to be six. I have four girls and two boys. Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. You beat my... You mollywop my kid all through the hall. You drag him down the hall. You beat his ass. And y'all damn near jumping him, and my son is screaming, "Mommy, help me!" or "Help me!" No, I'm going to grab the kid by the backpack. I'm gonna pull you off my son, and if y'all jumped him, you know what? I'm gonna hold your arm down and let my son get a couple licks in. I'm not mad at that. What's wrong with that?
You know, I mean, listen, as a parent of three beautiful daughters, you know, protect the kids at all costs is the name of the game. So the truth to the matter is, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but I don't think Ashley is wrong.
No, she's not wrong. Now, if it's a one-on-one, that's something different. One-on-one, you take the L, you lose, cool. I'll put you in karate, I'll put you in boxing. Why not?
I think I'm going to break that one up. It depends what kind. If you say one-on-one, it depends how bad he beating my child.
Well, you can stop it at that point. But if you jumping him, nah, it is what it is. But if you bigger than my son and you whooping his ass, I got to help. As a dad, I have to. I'll take the charges. I'll go to jail. No problem.
No parent alive is going to sit there and let their child receive that kind of punishment. It's not happening. It's just natural parent instinct is going to make you intervene. Now, how you intervene, that's on you. But natural parental instinct is going to make you intervene.
And also, I don't know about any of your friends, but my parents told my friends, if my son come home with a black eye and y'all all don't have a black eye, I'm giving y'all black eyes. So that's how it was in our family. Like, we all ran together, whether it was Mono, whether it was June, we all ran together. If one fought, we all fought.
Not me. My daddy see me come home with a black eye, and he say, I bet you leave them boys alone now. I bet you won't run your mouth to them no more.
What about you, Yi?
You know, I don't have any kids. But, I mean, I would guess that your instinct would kick in and you would want to protect your child, right? Just
right.
As you would anybody you love.
My wife, too. I do the same thing. I hold
right.
A little
anybody
bit.
Anybody you love,
a
I would think
too.
That would be
now,
your
I think
instinct.
About that scenario often. I think about that scenario just because you be seeing how, like, things pop off in stores and stuff like that. And you're like, what would I do if my wife got into a fight? I would definitely restrain the other woman.
And let
the wife get her licks.
It depends how big she is, too, because if she's a little big, I might have to just give her a little, you know, like a little, just in the side. She's a little bigger than my wife. I got to help a little. Just a little.
You can't even have this conversation if you don't have kids or if you just, you know, don't have a wife or husband. Like, it's different rules apply
gotcha.
When you're talking about matters of the heart, man. These are hearts we talk about.
I would think
about,
you would
man.
Feel like that about your parents, about your family members.
I'm giving you a little gut check.
If somebody was hitting my mom, you don't think I would feel the same way and step
that's
in?
Your mom, Yi. Yes, of course.
You just said only if it... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would feel like that, too.
But kids are different. Kids are different. Wife is different. Mom is different. That's probably the only ones.
Hello, who's this?
Grandma.
Hi, this is Renasia.
Hey, Renasia. Oh, with a name like Renasia, I know you whooping somebody ass.
Hold on, Envy. It's Renasia with an L.
Oh.
Come on, Envy. Get it together.
I'm sorry, Renasia.
Whatever it is, can't be pronounced easily.
It can't be pronounced easily.
Come on, Leonardo.
There's no O, it's just Leonard.
I like Leonardo. Sound better.
Leonardo!
So what would you do?
Check this out. I don't know who would just sit around and know that their kid getting jumped and getting bullied at school. Me and my husband pulling up to that little middle school and we go handle business. I'm calling my mama beforehand so she could bail us both out and it's a wrap after that.
I'm with you. It
What's
is what it is.
Because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, that's my blood.
You're right.
I'm not going to let my baby experience that and have trauma when they grow up. When I look like doing that, then that's me as a parent looking crazy.
That's right.
But you're going to be the crazy mom for that one. You know that you're going to be the crazy mom when everybody comes see you. You're going to be like, there go that crazy mom.
Listen, most likely. And that's all right. All I know is Charlamagne, I love you. Envy, I love you. And Yi, girl, I really love you.
I love you too, boo.
I love your lip service. And I'm a producer. So let me know if you need a new theme song, girl.
Oh, please, hook us up.
Yes, follow me on Instagram, Lynn_LYNN_LYNNL. And y'all hit me up for all your music needs, Breakfast Club, for everybody in the world listening.
All right, Mama, thank you. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what would you do? Your son getting mollywopped all through the class. You standing there, you watching. What you going to do? I'm going to do the same thing this lady allegedly did. She grabbed the kid by the backpack and let her son get a couple of licks in, allegedly. But what would you do? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Charlamagne's donkey of the day. You want to break it down quickly, Charlamagne?
I was taking a swallow of my ginger tea. Yes, Ashley Ruffin from Florida. Okay, she's being charged with battery and child abuse because they said she held a child while her son and his friend got their licks off on the child. But Ashley's story is these kids beat up her son the week before. Then when they got back to school, they got into another fight. She pulled up to the school. She just sees 10 or 15 people around her son. She jumps out, grabs the kid by the backpack, and pulls him off her son. You know, I know on paper it looks like she's donkey of the day worthy, but when you hear the story, I feel her. I understand. These are your kids, your flesh and blood, the people that you really micromanage from day one. I think it would be any parent's parental instinct to intervene in that situation.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Justin. What's going on?
Joseph, good morning. What would you do in that situation, bro?
Man, listen, I would have had to handle all them kids. I'd have had to handle principals, teachers, and everybody, because people don't understand how violent these kids have gotten nowadays. Sometimes it's not just a one-on-one. They put them blazed out. They doing all kind of stuff now. So what you going to do? Let your kid get cut up?
Nope, I'm with you.
Yeah. It's not a donkey, man.
I'm with you. Thank you, brother. I'm with him 100%. Hello, who's this?
This is Daniel from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Daniel. Good morning, man.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What are your thoughts, bro?
So I come from a country where I used to get beat up as a kid.
What country?
I used to beat a lot of
Florida,
kids.
Florida, he told you. Jacksonville.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, Jacksonville Jaguars. But listen, I think now as a parent, I would do it 100 times, and I don't think she deserves the donkey of the day. My mom did it. She says she's seen me get beat up from the third story and came down the stairs, pulled on the kids, and started beating on the kids.
I imagine.
Now, this was a different country, different time. You know, things are different now. But even in 2021, I think as a parent, if you see your kid go through that, you're going to not just break up the fight, but maybe get a little involved.
All right. Well, thank you. Let me ask you a question,
no
brother.
Parent on earth who wouldn't do that.
Do you need a passport to go to Jacksonville?
Yes.
A passport?
Never mind. Yes. I'm going to have a good day, bro.
You need a passport to enter Jacksonville. Lil Duval got a bunch of counterfeit ones for the law if you need them.
All right. Well, I guess everybody agrees, bro, that she should not get donkey
That's
today.
That's right. Ashley Ruffin will not be receiving Donkey of the Day today, and if I would hope that whatever county she's in Florida would drop her battery and child abuse charges, because you know they have like temporary insanity and things like that, right? It's got to be like some type of emotional clause in the law for situations like this, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, probably not, because I mean, they're probably saying you should get some help and you shouldn't be holding a kid, you should just break it up. But
yeah,
any
right.
parent would have did that, and I would just advise to make sure your son is in karate or boxing, and it's not necessarily to be aggressive, just to be able to defend himself. All my kids are in karate at an early age. Now, they might not go on to get black belts, but they're able to defend themselves to the point where they won't get their ass whooped.
And she's like she said too, she's a 5'3" woman. You know what I mean? And you're looking at this kid that from the video I saw that was beating on her son. This kid was tall and big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like she don't know what's going on. She's just trying to defend her baby, man.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't think it's anything wrong with that. So salute to Amber Ruffin. I mean, Ashley Ruffin. I said Amber Ruffin. Salute to Amber Ruffin too, by the way. Amazing talk show host. Salute to Ashley Ruffin. You know what I mean? And her family, sending her whole family healing energy.
Absolutely. All right, now, we got rumors coming up?
Yeah, let's get ready for Versus tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about Ja Rule and Fat Joe's back and forth.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Are you ready? That's right. Versus is going down tomorrow night in New York City. It's at the Garden in the Hulu Theater. And it is Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. Now, Fat Joe was on social media. And here's what he had to say about Ja Rule.
Everybody know you King Kong. Everybody know you got all the hits. But I'm going to have to drag you. I'm about to bring you into the projects. Trinity Ave. Oh, y'all must have forgot because I ain't forget. Streets, no. It's going to be crazy. You my brother. I love you. But I'm going to have to get you up out that cardigan sweater. That grease lightning.
Who y'all got? Who y'all got for this battle?
Hold on. Let's hear what Ja Rule has to say back, though. He was on TMZ Live, and here's what he had to say about Fat Joe talking about dragging him.
Cracks talking about dragging me through the streets and breaking out street records. Listen, it's like I told him, man. I'm comfortable there. Like, where y'all think I'm from? You know what I'm saying? We think I grew up back. I'm from Hollis, Queens.
All right. In addition, he was asked about what if Fat Joe tried to bring 50 or 50 tried to pop up?
But there is some speculation in the streets that 50 might, while he didn't want to do the full battle with you, that he might pop on stage.
Oh, really?
Listen, that would be the dumbest thing ever. You didn't want to get in the gauntlet with me, but you want to make a guest appearance? Come on. Bring it on, baby.
All right,
bro. I ain't fearing nothing, yo. And if that happens, then that just means I got to give both of them that work.
Okay.
Fat Joe would never do that.
No.
Fat Joe would never do that because Fat Joe has come from a certain cloth and he understands the severity behind that Ja Rule and 50 situation. There were shootings and stabbings and fights.
No,
this ain't got nothing to do with no damn verses.
No, he wouldn't do that.
You can't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
He would never do
that.
Like
but who do y'all have? Who do y'all have in this battle? What you got?
You know, I really don't know.
Is it going to be performances again? Like, you know, just how.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if it's performances.
Joe's performing, I'm sure Ja's performing.
Man, and they're both so entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know because the conversations I've been having, people really don't understand how deep Joe and Ja's catalogs
both of their catalog.
I've seen both of them, you know, in concert before. And like Fat Joe says, hits mania. You know what I mean? And it's street records, it's club records, it's radio records. I really, really, really don't know.
And guest appearances, really let's not forget all those because once people start pulling those out. But, yeah.
But I do feel like I see a lot of people sleeping on. I think they're sleeping on Joe.
They were sleeping on Joe at first, and then I saw them sleeping on Ja. But just know, Joe is a movie. He is going to work that stage and talk about records. And what? Oh man, this is gonna be nasty.
A lot. I mean, you know, you got My Lifestyle and All the Way Up and Make It Rain.
Deep Cover.
You can throw joints on like Ja Blaze. You know, it's a lot. I mean, you got a lot. Both of them got a lot. I don't know.
Both of them do
Fat
have
Joe
a lot.
Throw the I'm So Hood remix on. Like, it's a lot of things that they can do, man.
Ja got a lot, too. Ja got a lot from the first album. Second, they both got a long list of catalogs.
I just want Ja to start it off with that Murder, Inc. Anthem when they was in the boxing ring. I just want them to start the verses with that. That's what I want.
All right, now let's talk about the creator of The Wire, David Simon. He wrote a heartfelt tribute to Michael K. Williams. He said, a short remembrance for a talent, a genuine collaborator, and a true friend. What I hope never gets lost is the awareness that Mike genuinely wanted his work to matter, not for fame or reward, but for leaving us all better humans in its wake. Mike bent his beautiful mind to a task that even the best writers and showrunners often avoid. He thought about the whole story, the whole of the work, perhaps more than any in that talented cast. I came to trust Mike to speak publicly to our drama and its purposes, to take personal pride in all that we were trying, however improbably, to build. So, again, our condolences to Michael K. Williams' family, mm-hmm. his close Absolutely. Friends. This was one that really hurt a lot of people. And he definitely affected a lot of people's lives just from a lot of the tributes that I've seen people posting about him and even people who worked with him in the community. All right, now let's talk about Evander Holyfield. And he lost, by the way. I don't know. Did y'all watch this fight?
I seen the pre-boxing, and I knew he was going to lose from the door.
Right.
He didn't look too good.
All right. Well, this was his first time back in the ring for over a decade, and he's 58 years old. And Donald Trump and Don Jr. were commentating the fight. So here's the pre-fight.
That was a fantastic job by a really great young man. Wow. He's got a big future, and we're just honored. We're just honored. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, very much. We love our country. So we're going to see a great fight tonight.
Oh, boy.
And now let's skip to when Donald Trump was talking about what's going to happen with this fight, and he made a little joke about elections being rigged.
Now let's see what happens with the scoring. Yeah, this is boxing. You never know who's going to win until it's official.
It's like elections. It could be rigged. I've seen some of them too.
Hilarious. Mm-mm. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of sound bites of his go viral, though. Was he being calm? Was he like, was he on his medication?
I didn't see his all
50s. That's interesting.
Did 50 do it? Because I didn't see no commentary about him either.
I don't know. It was hard to really even find this audio for whatever reason. But a lot of people felt bad, you know, for Holyfield. They said this fight was a disgrace.
It was nasty.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield had no business in that ring fighting a man 14 years young. I think he was 14 years younger than him.
Yeah.
But he had no business in the ring, period, at 58 years old.
And he hasn't fought in over a decade. But, you know, remember, he had to step in when Mike Tyson couldn't fight as well. So,
man.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, Oscar De La Hoya couldn't fight.
Right.
Yeah, so after the fight, he said that the match was stopped too soon and he had plenty of fight left in him.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
He needed that lady, what's her name, Ashley Silver, to come and grab him by the back.
Ashley Ruffin
to help him out. All right, well, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let's go!
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The saga continues. Season 2 of Wu-Tang, An American Saga, debuts on Hulu September 8th. The Wu-Tang Clan will have to overcome even more obstacles, odds, and past beef as they come together to create the iconic album, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Catch up with Season 1 now and stream new episodes of Season 2 on September 8th, only on Hulu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Johnny Blaze for joining us. You know Johnny Blaze from growing up hip-hop.
But she's also an artist, and she has a new song out with Macy Gray, and she's super talented.
Mm-hmm.
So we are always making sure that we send her some love, because like I was telling her over the weekend, it's not easy to have to deal with people coming at you all the time on social media, and no matter what you do, there's always going to be some people that have some nasty things to say. And so always want to make sure that mentally, you know, it's hard to be strong all the time. So I completely understand it. You got to take a break, then take a break.
All right.
That's right. And that's why that's one of the reasons, you know, I'm such an advocate for mental health. And I'm using that to segue into the fact that on 1010, we're doing the Mental Wealth Expo at the Marriott Marquis Times Square in New York City from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a day of mental health and healing education. We have a bunch of experts and authors and all types of good stuff. So just go to mentalwealthexpo.com. It's free and open to the public on 1010, which is World Mental Health Day, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis Times Square. Go to mentalwealthexpo.com for more info.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to shout out to my fam out in Detroit and Miami. You know, we're doing our Coachella out there October 30th in Detroit and December 12th in Miami. So it'll be celebrity cars, exotic cars, games for kids, amusement rides, carnival games, face painters. It's a family fun day. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun. And once again, that's October 30th, right in time for Halloween. So we'll be giving away candy and Christmas time in Miami. Now,
I'll be in Detroit as well. So
you coming?
Yeah, you know, that's my second home. And so shout out to Central Kitchen. They actually started carrying my coffee, or they're going to. Coffee uplifts people. So nice. You'll be able to get some of those espresso martinis and drinks there. So appreciate y'all at Central Kitchen. I'm excited for that. So I'm going to come out and we're going to do something there. And I'm going to do it right around your car show. So I could be there for that too.
Perfect. Now, Solomon, you got a positive note?
I do. First of all, I want to salute everybody, man, who's been like sending me pictures of, you know, my billboards and, you know, my posters and, you know, I'm on the side of buses because my TV show, The God's Honest Truth, starts this Friday at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. People that was hitting me up yesterday because they saw the commercials played during the football game and during the VMA. So, yes, this Friday, 10 p.m., Comedy Central. The God's Honest Truth, first episode. Can't wait for you to see what we've been cooking up. And the positive note is simply this. Your growth scares people who don't want to change.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.